Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. May the force be with you all day long. I'm very excited about having our good friend Connie Certucci back on the show. Connie is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, 6 years or more. She's been hanging out with us, Executive Vice President, Managing Director for Small Business Solutions at Sage. That's right, the accounting folks. That's exactly right. We've been using their stuff in my office for 20 years maybe, something like that. We're faithful users of their programs, and she's our good friend Connie Certucci. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be back.
So, how many radio shows do you go on where the host says we use your stuff? Tell me how many.
Huh? Oh, tons.
I don't believe that for a minute. Hey, Connie. You guys do a lot of polls during the year.
We did.
And we've covered a lot of them on the show here. But this one's a little different. Tell us about it.
We did. So this was very interesting. We thought, in light of the fascinating election that's going on right now, which I know everybody, as all of your listeners, is aware of, we thought we would do a 2016 election survey, you know, into our customer base, to just really understand and get facts as to what they were thinking about what's going on. And to kind of set the stage, let me talk a little bit about the respondents, and then we can, you know, as we can discuss right. and dive deeper. But as you said, we provide business management solutions to the small and medium-sized businesses. And so the respondents of the survey, which was our customer base, 82% of them had less than 20 employees, so right. they definitely represent that Main Street, that small business market, fairly evenly split between male versus female. Most had a college degree or higher. Forget the exact number, but I think it was over 60%. And then we did ask their political affiliation because we wanted to understand how that was going to sway
right.
the answers. And
right.
about 36% were Republican, 14% Democrat, 20% Independent, 15% didn't identify, and the rest were just a few percentage points with socialist, libertarian, that type of thing. So I think net-net, it's a true representation of Main Street
right.
or America's small business.
Very interesting the way that broke out. It's a little different than I thought it would be.
Yeah, it was, especially when you see, you know, we can dig a little bit and we see what they told us
mm-hmm.
in the survey itself. It you can definitely see that people are crossing their party lines in this election in terms of how they are feeling about the, you know, the issues at hand and how they're feeling about how Washington is currently addressing those issues.
That was the big theme, wasn't it? How are you being served by your government?
It absolutely was. In fact, we started before we dove a little bit deeper into specific areas. We asked our customers. We basically said, "What is the most important issue that you feel is facing America today?" And what they said was top three. And this isn't really surprising. I mean, you've Jim, small businesses are your life. This is mm-hmm. not going to come surprise to you. But the first one is excessive regulation.
Right.
Second was taxes,
mm-hmm.
and the third was the economy. Now, what was interesting is
Can I stop you for a second there?
Sure.
When I started doing my show, taxes would have been number one, health care would have been number two, regulations would have been third, fourth, or fifth.
Interesting.
Yes, and so over the last 10 years, 20 years, I continue to interview people who track regulations, especially the ones on small businesses. Our good friend Wayne Cruz with the Competitive Enterprise, with CEI, Competitive Enterprise Institute, does this a great job
mm-hmm.
of this, and he's pointing out that today regulations are costing directly and indirectly small business owners more than their taxes are,
and so amazing.
It's seeping
yep.
into their, even though a lot of regulations are below the radar. They're little compliance things that they have to do here and there. It's starting to bubble up to under the radar screen, and your poll shows that.
It does. In fact, we've heard stories. We've heard stories from some of our customers where they've had to seriously consider, in some cases, they had to go out of business because the regulations, excessive regulations, were just too costly for
right.
them. Because,
yep.
as you know, many of these small businesses, their cash flow is their number one
right.
concern.
But especially companies who handle, you know, their suppliers of commodities, or they're small manufacturers who deal with water and discharges and things like that. And these regulations are just becoming so onerous that they literally go out of business. And I have to say, the last 7 years has been the biggest change that we've seen in regulations on small businesses. It's grown exponentially. And this is not a political statement, Connie. That's based on the facts on paper. So, Connie, give us the website, Connie.
It's www.sage.com.
Sage.com. Can they find the survey there?
Yes, they can.
All right. Check it out. Quick break. More to come after with Connie Sutici after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.